In the bottom of page, the bottom of page Ayin Beis Nachshos Avreichim, the Rebbe's beginning his discussion of being mechazik the machshava, of how to strengthen machshavas of kedusha and to avoid the demyonis delusions, but how to strengthen machshava of kedusha. And with that machshava, and we're going to talk much more about it, with that machshava of kedusha, there will come, and one can use the imagery of the koyach hadimyon to bring out stronger emotions and to reveal this nitzitz of the bnei hanaviim, this spark that each and every one of us has of the bnei hanaviim. And the Rebbe was just saying how we see that there are certain machshavas that people grow up with and become accustomed to over the years, that these machshavas become a part of them. So he's saying, you have a person that might have been in a certain profession. He might have been a carpenter or a plumber. And, you know, and even 25, 30 years after he's retired, he'll still think of things in terms of a broken pipe or anything else that's associated with all the machshavas that he had all of the years in his profession. Because those machshavas, those thoughts have taken shape and form in his mind and have become a very, very big part of who he is. So all of the machshavas that he has, all of the machshavas that this person from this profession has, all of them are using the tzuris of the images of that, of those machshavas chazakas that were part of him for all the years. So a person's a doctor or a lawyer or whatever it might be, the machshavas are machshavas that whether the person intended that to happen or it happened just over time naturally, that these thoughts became so embedded in him and so much a part of his way of thinking that the way that he looks at the world and the way that he interprets reality is always through the eyes of the plumber, the carpenter, the lawyer. I don't mean to demean any carpenters or plumbers, the lawyer or and the accountant and so on. That's how the person thinks. So lachas kama v'kama. The Rebbe says that when a person is mechazik to machshavas at a young age, he's mechazik to machshavas in kedusha, in holiness, and he strengthens that way of thinking in Torah and Tefillah and Kedusha, then the images of holiness over the years will come very, very naturally to him. He doesn't have to fantasize or try to conjure up images. They flow in his imagination from the wellsprings of strong and clear thoughts of holiness that he's been thinking for years and years, particularly as a young man, that he got into the habit of thinking a certain way. So the last few lines on page Ayin Beis, the last four lines, V'lachas kama v'kama sh'ata sh'nefesh k'day sh'b'cha in nitzayt sh'al b'nei ha'nevim, Ayid has within him a nefesh k'day sh'al, holy soul, with a spark of b'nei ha'nevim. Shekasha techazik, that when a Jew is mechazik, when he strengthens that nitzitz, when he strengthens that, tarche v'sepashet es machshavtuch hakadosha, and he's able to expand that those thoughts of holiness through the course of his life. Shekol hisrag shi'as nafshuch hakadosha machshavus amaros hakadosh b'chat Yisra'ena uskaimena. That all of these machshavas that he had over during those years of growing up and maturing, machshavas of kedusha, of holiness, all of those are able to then conjure up images of kedusha, of Yerushalayim, of the Beis Hamikdash, all the maros of kedusha, of kiddush Hashem, of mesirus nefesh, of kiddush Hashem, like we saw from the Narmer HaMelech, who's come out of a gam oid. Not only will it be natural for him, and will beautiful images of kedusha flow from his mind. It'll strengthen him and be mekadosh his physical life as well. And not only will his, he says, the Yisrakshis of Kedusha, feelings of holiness. He says, things in life that are not in of themselves acts of holiness. Eating and other things. Even when you're eating, it's such a part of you. These machshavas of kedusha, it's so strong inside of you. The machshavas of kedusha that you've trained your mind over the years, that even when you're eating, or even when you're engaged in other things like Yaakov Avinu sees his son and he says Kriya Shma. He has a hisiris of Kriya Shma when he sees the Yosef at Tzadik. That there's such a, so seeing somebody that you love and somebody that you missed, That's a very chashuv thing. It's not in the gather of Torah mitzvahs, but a person whose whole life was living with machshavas of kedusha. So when there's something that's not in Torah mitzvahs per se, something personal, like you meet your child and you miss them and you love him. So it's not just a moment of a great emotional outburst, which any person, of course, would experience, but it's something which is ma'ir within him, ahavas Hashem. It's not like Yaakov Avinu. We see from the Sfar Makadosh, it's not like Yaakov Avinu had to say, I think I'm going to say Kriya Shema now, and there's going to be gevaldigism, and everybody's going to try to figure out like why I'm saying Kriya Shema, at such a moment in my life, and there'll be Sfarim written about it. Yaakov Avinu's Metzius was a Metzius of Kedusha, and Machshavas Kedoshes. And therefore, even when there's a Hisrakshus, when there's a moment of Rishus, he's not putting on tefillin, he wasn't learning Torah, he was seeing his son. He was hugging his child. But it was his iris of Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKein Hashem Echad. Lahavdil, so if a person is a plumber or a carpenter, and there's a moment of his fracture, so then his fractures would be experienced with in a different way, in a different way. This is what he says. So even when if your machshavas have been trained over the years in holiness, so then naturally what will happen is that you will naturally have visions and images in your mind of kedusha at strong times, at different things happen in your life. You'll have these images; they'll come up from your file, because that's what you have inside of you. That's what you have inside, and that's what will rise to the surface of your thoughts. And Tosef etar b'lechazke Yosef, he talks about how to mechazik the machshavas. K'loisahe kahenis kipundokis imaseichem bali omnus. So it's an expression like that, kahenis kipundokis. I mean, if the seichem bali omnus, merchants and craftsmen, if we see that by such people, b'chol esrakshias, and all of their emotions, avshenim ischarius v'mnosius b'hachlet, even though they're not, it's not at a time when they're Isaac, when they're involved in their schayre, in their business, they're not involved in their umnus, in their trade. Nevertheless, as marais nafshem hedyaitis and ischarius v'mnosius rayim, they will, even many years later, the way that they look at reality is through the images of their particular profession and trade, then culture came, then how much more so? Ata aben Taira, the Maris HaKadosh, Shemikolis Raksha, Shemaris HaKadosh Tira. When a person lives with Taira and it's part of him, and he's mechazik his machshavas, which the tzaddik is going to talk to us more about, then how much more so throughout his life, he will have a very healthy and natural way of picturing in his mind maris and demyonis of kedusha, of holy things and holy places that will be associated with everything that he experiences in life. Lochain b'shosha margish ata eze hisrakshus hakedusha. Therefore, when you feel inside of you his structures of kedusha, a holy emotion, whatever it may be, at a certain time of davening, a shalashudas, whatever it is, leisachapes dimyanis mishalom, you don't have to go searching to say, oh, I'm feeling a certain way. Let me try to imagine in my mind certain images of kedusha. Just, he says, pause and deepen and intensify the hisrachus of kedusha that you have. And we need to learn more about how to do this, and to continue awakening and arousing this hergish of kedusha. And you will see that on their own, there will be maris of kedusha. There will be thoughts and images in your mind of kedusha. If you strengthen the machshavas, ayayit zelon mizeh. Shlo daila leish shemagal mekir by seichel kadosh das tayir. It's not enough for a person. What comes out from this is it's not enough for a person to be megala within himself a seichel kadosh das tayir. An understanding of learning Torah and a way of thinking. It doesn't necessarily happen just by the person learning Torah. A person has to learn how to strengthen, to be megala machshavos of kedusha, even when he's not learning. To think about dvarim kedusha even when he's not learning. We already learned from the Balatanya that this machshava is ein zushal haseichel. We're not talking about something which is just a matter of intellect, of understanding. He says, how are we mechazik our machshavas? He says, of course, we're mechazik our machshavas with Torah. Kol kiyumeinu b'Torah. All of our existence is with Torah. Uva kol avodeisenu v'chol hischazkuseinu. And our entire avodah, all of hischazkus, is with Torah. But it's not just, it's not a matter of intellect. He says, so what does that mean? When we learn Torah, that we feel that that's an intellectual undertaking. But the Rebbe is saying is that, and he's bringing from the Baal Tanya, that's not what we're talking about. That it's just the seichel of Torah, the intellect of Torah. So what does he mean? So he says, Tarba lilmoid mid, look what he says here. Tarba lilmoid midrashis ein yakev. He said you should try to learn a lot of areas of Torah that are not purely intellectual. Just to learn them. Learn and say out loud. Torah that at medrash and ein yakev. Gam zoyer HaKadosh lilmoid. And learn zoyer HaKadosh. Even if you don't understand the Kabbalah parts of what you're saying in the Zohar, you don't have to try to understand them. Still, by a person saying out loud, Medrash and Ein Yankiv and Zohar Kaddish, by saying the words. Mekadeshu, it lifts a person up. It sanctifies. It makes a person holier. The chutz mizeh halei harbe midrashes nimtzayim b'zayir kodesh. There are many midrashim that are on the zayir kodesh. You could buy now. There's a sefer called the Haniglas b'zayir. There's a sefer that came out around 10 years ago called the Haniglas b'zayir, which takes all the parts of the zayir kodesh that are not Kabbalah, the nigla, the midrashim that are in the zayir kodesh, Haniglas b'zayir. And you could say them and understand them haniglas b'zoya to say zorka, but the svadim, it's a very very big thing. You walk in Yerushalayim, you go through the Bukharim, you go through with the svadim, you hear them saying out loud zoya kodesh. They have storm and saying zoya kodesh, and even without understanding. Kvar aveinu b'soif hasiach b'chavis atalmidim. It says Sifri Parshas Ekev Shemir Bekotcher Utsancha Shetakias Misha Amar V'Hoya Olam L'Maid Agada. Chazal say that if you want to recognize the one who created the world, you have to learn Agadita. You have to learn, not just Halacha. Anybody who tells you that he gets that all of his Yiddishkeit comes from just learning Halacha, it means that he doesn't yet recognize the creator of the world. Because Chazal tell us, Ritzaynecha Shetakiris Misha Amar V'Hoya Olam L'Maid Agada. L'Maid Agada, to learn Agada. Meaning, and Yaakov Medrash, the Mefarshim on the Medrash, and to learn Maharal and the Maharsha. But it's not a point of getting lost and being able to say some fancy svara. It's attaching oneself to the Midrashim and to the Enyakov, to the Agar, to the Zohar Kodesh. Ubialka Tehillim Isa Davacher Ubekzei Sevel Elo Hagodishim Magdishin Shmoi Shal Kodesh Baruch Ubehen. That through learning Agarata, a person is Mekadosh Shem Hashem, meaning that he's lifted up to a higher place. The Rebbe says that besides the effectiveness of the Midrashim and the Haggadahs to draw Kedusha upon the person. If you just sit on a Friday night and you open up the Medrash Rabbah, you open up the Tanchuma, you say it in the language that you understand, have the Medrash says in other Svarim, and Yaakov's translated to English. But if you say the Medrash on the parish and you say it over, the Zohar Kodesh, it has tremendous hisiris of Kedusha it brings upon you. He says there's also an amazing karach that they have to be megala and to reveal and to strengthen the machshavas of kedusha. And it opens you up and it enables you to be a person who's megala the nefesh more. This is something, by the way, that all of our grandfathers and great grandfathers were doing. Keseda, saying over Medrash, saying over Ein Yaakov, saying over a lot of these things. and it has a tremendous kayach to be Megala, the Nefesh, and to strengthen in a person these machshavas of Kedusha. Since the nefesh of a person is mezgala by saying these words, nafshi yotze bedabrei, by saying the words of kedusha, not by sitting just and reading something and trying to figure it out, which is entirely a seichel deka thing, which is very, very beautiful and very holy, but by being a person that gets into the habit of saying the words of Torah out loud, and especially to have time, not that this is the focal point of one's entire learning, but that there should be time of saying Torah, of saying Medrash, of saying Agadah. The Midrashim, the Agadahs, and the Zohar Kodesh are filled with maris of Kedusha, images of holiness, and stories of Kedusha. And by sharing these and with our children and ourselves, the minds become minds that are filled with, that are mischaskim with maris of Kedusha. And with the Kerech HaDibur, since the Iker way for a person to experience his neshamas with the Kerech HaDibur, since that's how the person was created. When did Hashem join together the neshama with the guf? How did that happen? What happened as a result of that was, he became a speaking being. In the second chelik of Avi Mishkan Evne, in the fourth parak, he explains this whole inyan of the power of the koyach hadibur, the ability of speaking. Since speech is the result of the neshama and the guf being joined together, when a person uses his mouth to speak words of kedusha. So then the teva of that is that it brings him back to the koyach of his neshama. It enables him to access his neshama more than with anything else that he does in his life, speaking the words of kedusha. He brings a mashal over there. He brings a mashal of a person. A person goes to the store and he buys a mixer, a blender, and he comes home. And he reads the instructions, and it has all these different attachments. This is for whipping, for chopping, for this and that, all the different, and he's very excited, and he puts the whole thing together, and he puts on the attachment, and he presses the button, and nothing's working, and he tries another attachment, that also doesn't work, and he realizes that he has a broken blend, it's not good. So he goes back to the store, and he says, no, this doesn't work, there's something wrong with it. So the guy says, the salesman says, okay, let me see. And he takes out of the box and he puts together some of the attachments and he puts the plug in the wall and he turns it on and he goes, gewalda. So the guy says, it didn't say in the instructions that I have to put the plug in the wall. It didn't say that I have to plug it in. So the guy said, I think that the manufacturer thought it was a little poshut, that everybody who would want to use this would put the plug in the wall, but maybe because there are people like you, then that they should include in the instructions plug into wall. So what he explains over there is that a person doesn't understand. He says, I'm learning Torah, I'm putting on tefillin, I do all these things for so many years, and the machine's not working. I mean, nothing's happening. I'm pressing all the buttons, you know, Tillin, Shabbos, whatever it is. You know, Hanukkah, Yom Tov. I'm pressing all these different buttons because everybody's got all these buttons on them. I'm pressing all these buttons. I don't know, it doesn't work. It's not working. So it must be there's something wrong with me. I was mitamim myself. I'm a horrible, you know, sinner, and I have all these, you know, whatever, all the different things. Or that there's nothing, God forbid, doesn't mean anything, nothing is happening. So he explains over there that a person in his entire life can be pressing those buttons, but he never plugged himself in. He never plugged in. So plugging in, I mean, that's what the whole Sefer there is about, but plugging in means for a person to be able to connect with his neshama. That the same maisa of putting on tefillin or of davening or of learning or any other of the maisa mitzvahs, that same thing that's done without being plugged in is lifeless and empty, and when it's plugged in and when the person's able to connect to be mischabit to the neshama, so then everything is with unbelievable sweetness and the machine's working and it's powerful and strong. So what he explains over there is that is the way for a Jew that the Torah taught us, the Ikka of how to be medgala the neshama. It's the same thing we're learning here, because they're all learning in the same slot. The way to be medgala the Ikka, there are many ways, but the Ikka way to medgala the neshama, it means plugging in the machine, the mixer. The Ikka way is with dibur of kedusha, is by using the kach dibur for holy things. And if we see in the Sram the importance of saying Dvarim Shebekedusha with the right thoughts, with the right intentions, but trying to say Dibur Shebekedusha. Dibur is the Kach of Ha'amanti Kiyadavir. Since the Neshama was infused into the body, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, Hashem breathed into man a living soul. That Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, Vayi Adam Nefesh Chaim. And man became a speaking being. Nefesh Chai, as Targum says, is a Ruach Malach, became a speaking being. That means that Hashem is teaching us in that pasuk how we can, what is the most powerful way of connecting to our neshama. The neshama came in such a way, through that place, and created that koyach of dibur. That Hashem, the nekuda that joins together the neshama and the guf is the mouth, as the Maral explains, and all the Sfarim explain how that works. And that's the meaning of getting a clap and so on. And how that, and that, I mean, the zeftamak rapathish of man being created is the mouth. And that which joins together the neshama and the guf is the kahatibah, is man's speech. And therefore, when a person is exercising with speech, speaking words of Kedusha, especially the words of Kedusha that are filled with images of Kedusha, such as the Medrash, and stories of Tzaddikim, which is such a big inyan to tell stories of Tzaddikim. and with the children, that also to talk about Dvarim Shebekdusha, that they should hear and they should speak about and say the names of tzaddikim growing up. It should be on their lips. One of the saddest things is in the more modern circles is that this is something which is terribly missing. My wife was so upset. She was in school, and at that time when the Baba Rabbi's daughter, you remember at the beginning of the year when the Tzedekus Rabbis and Meisels came to talk about the to be mechazik the union of Amen with the women. She came Amen. So my wife was in one of the schools, and she was talking. She said that we have such a schus because that Rabbis was coming to the school, that the Baba Rabbi's daughter is coming to school. And the girls looked at each other and says, Baba Baba, what? And my wife said, the Baba Rebbe. There was only one girl in the class that ever heard of the Baba Rebbe. One girl. That means there was only one girl in the class that heard that Tzaddik of the generation. He was Tzaddik Yisraelim. Out of the generation, there was one girl in the class that heard. Now, if somebody would go there and mention, I don't know the names of famous singers now, but would mention the name of some famous singer or some famous model, so they would say, the girls would say, sure. And they could start telling over Meissen that she went here and she had 14 boyfriends that week, and then this one broke up, and this one she divorced, and this one this, and this is where she last sang in the theater, and this is where she went to this movie. And the other one says, no, that movie was last year. And she says, no, the movie was 13 months ago, not 12 months ago. This is a tremendous chiluk. Whatever you could say about all of the critiquing you could do about the more charedish education, if you walk into Borough Park into Flatbush and you say the word Baba Rebbe, there won't be a girl in the class that didn't hear the Baba Rebbe. There won't be a girl that didn't hear the Baba Rebbe. So you could say, so what's the big deal? So she didn't hear the Baba Rebbe. She heard of some other famous, you know, rabbi, which is not so pleasant either. They heard of. They'll hear if the teacher happens to mention somebody a lot, that happens to say in class, you know, so they might hear. So they could say, Rashi. But how could it be? My wife was so tibrofen from that. And the one girl that did know is because she said that my grandfather went to him. He used to go to him and tell us about it. The grandfather told us about it. So what are the fathers and mothers, what are you talking to, what are they talking to their children about? What do they hear? What are the words that they hear? What are the names that they say? What are the words that are coming out of their mouths? So when the children, when these children are growing up, what images do they have? Do they have the image, the unforgettable image, those who were zeichet to see a person like the Baba Rebbe, which I can never, ever, ever get out of my mind, what it was like to see him. For those, I didn't see him a lot, but the few times that I saw him, when I went to see some of the chevra would go also in the early years by Simchas Beis HaShoeva to watch the Rebbe standing there, and the look on his face when he would stand and all the chassidim were dancing in Babav, and the Rebbe was standing there, and that face, there was a Malach Elokim, the face of an angel of God. And those are images that become part of a person's way of thinking, of living. And you remember your whole life. And the saddest thing is that these kids are growing up without images like that. The images that they have are images of little blonde shiksas with their pupik showing, you'll excuse me. Those are the images that they're growing up. And Mimela, that's what they want to imitate. And what do they speak about? What are the diburim? When a person grows up telling stories of tzaddik, and we talk about tzaddik, and it becomes part of the vocabulary in a Jewish home, Sipur Maisias, and you share with the children, and you tell stories on a Masseh Shabbos on a Friday night, and even when you say over the parasha, when you say it, it's not so much to say like a chap, that you're able to, you have a, you, you know, your kids sit at the table, and you say a chap. That's good when you're talking to a friend, you say a beautiful varit or something. That's not for the children. You say the medrash. And you talk over about Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin and how it was when they came together. And you read the medrash of what it was like in the palace. And I mean, this is what is machazik in the children and in ourselves. Maris of Kedusha, thoughts of holiness, which our parents, our grandparents, maybe the American parents didn't, but some of them a little bit, but certainly the grandparents and great-grandparents, this was their vocabulary. I mentioned today that was not in the Chaburah. I was talking about with the Yiddish. That was in the Monday morning. Yeah. So I was saying that I was reading it. I read in a book recently the Yiddish, the original Yiddish term for toilet paper. Asher yotze papir. That's the most unbelievable thing. Asher yotze papir. That means that you could have some guy that he was like a shomat seirniki, and he didn't believe in anything. But if he was stuck in the bathroom and he needed somebody from outside to bring him, he had to scream out, "Bring me the asher yotze papir." That means he had to admit that there's a creator in order to take care of his hygiene. You have to say there's a Rabbanu Shlom. Asher yotze papir. In other words, there were dvarim shebekedusha. There were things of holiness that were part of the vocabulary in Yiddish. Yiddish is a language that's filled with dvarim shebekedusha, with words of holiness. English is a profane, empty language. Yiddish and Lashna Kodesh are languages that are filled with images of holiness, with associations of holiness. That even by saying these things, it makes a reishim on a person. By saying Dvarim Shebekedusha. So he brings now an amazing piece from the Zohar Kodesh. Parshas Mishpatim. Here he brings it in the original, the Aramis, and on the bottom, so we'll read on the bottom, because that's how he brings the translation of the Zohar on the bottom. So go to the bottom, Avayin Dalab. HaZohar HaKadosh, Megala Lono Bezez HaSeder HaShaboy HaTorah Megala Zatzma. Zohar HaKadosh tells us, how will the Torah reveal herself to you? You know, you have to be Zohar. There are some people that learn Torah, and they're very smart, and nothing changes. Nothing changes. They can be professors of Torah. Doesn't change them. And there are other people that when they learn Torah, it sets them on fire. So why is that? So what the Zohar tells us, it's not enough just that you should love Torah or want to learn Torah. It's that the Torah should love you and want to teach you. The Torah is a metzias. So he says, the side of how the Torah reveals herself, Esmatz Puneha, and her secrets, Elisha Yisraeli. The Zohar tells us, how does the Torah reveal herself and her secrets to a Jew? Loilo Kulam. Look at the Zohar says an amazing thing. Loilo Kulam. The Torah doesn't reveal herself to everybody. Rakle Ayhava. Only somebody who loves the Torah. Megala he asks, but does she give over her secrets? Yadas HaTorah Sechacham Leiv. The Zohar said, this is the Zohar. The Torah recognizes and knows the one of a wise heart. Chacham Leiv. Doesn't say high IQ. Yadas HaTorah Hachacham Leiv. The one who possesses a wise heart. He could be a brilliant person. Doesn't mean he has a wise heart. There's something that's called emotional intelligence. Yidas HaTeres HaChacham Leiv Asher Kol HaYoyim. What does this Chacham Leiv do? Asher Kol HaYoyim Misabiv, who is Pesach Beisik. The whole day the Torah, this Chacham Leiv is hanging around Pesach Beisik, the house of his beloved, like a guy that's in love. The guy that's in love. Remember when I was in high school, there was a friend of mine, maybe it was first year college, there was a friend of mine that had like this crush on a girl in the neighborhood. And whenever we went anywhere, he would, so he had a license before me. So whenever he drove, so I was mshubit to him. So anytime he drove anywhere, he would always like go to the block of that. He never spoke to her, but he would always go to the block of that girl and like start making hot coffees. And I said to him, they're gonna arrest us. You know, it, this girl's mother or something. They're gonna like, what are you doing? Because he'd make like, you know, he'd make the halu spiesen over there, and you know, he'd make the hot coffee for me. I said, it's tzavi hot coffee for my sugar, and he's making hot coffees. And I said, you know, if someone's watching, they're gonna call the police. What are you doing? This, you know, just to pass by the house. Just gotta pass by the house. You know, maybe she'll be standing by the window. Maybe she'll come out from the house. And I said, that, I think that's called stalking. We had this argument. So, but when, you know, what are you gonna do? Someone's mishiga. You can't talk sense into a person. He's mishiga. He's mishiga. So he says the Chacham Lev is Mesavev is Pesach Pesach. You know, he hangs out over there by the Torah's house. He's Mesavev Beis. He's in love. You know, he walks around over there. No matter where he comes to this Medrash, and he walks around. Even he has to be there. It's Mesavev is Pesach Pesach. Mamnesha Mishtaki Gliraisa. He wants to see it. So he goes with that tzaddikim. He wants to be with that tzaddikim because it's tzaddik because he has heart. He's going to go to this Medrash. He or she, he'll hear a good thing. He'll hear a good thing. So, what does the Torah do when she sees how much this person, the Chacham Lev, is in love with her? She shows her face a little bit. She gives a look from the Heichel, from the chamber. So Hainu Sha'ini Yaitzis, I love. She doesn't go out, but she gives a look. Sha'ini Yaitzis, I love. V'loi Machneses Oisai, I love. She doesn't say, come in. She looks out. She appears in the window. Ragili Ma'at Paneha Levad. She shows a little bit of her face. So you begin to understand a little bit of Torah. The Torah shows a little bit of herself to you. The Torah shows a little bit of herself to you. She beside her chola, umramezus leberemez, and she gives you certain hints. She makes certain remozim. Umyad chayzerus lemkayma umistateres. She's hard to get. She plays hard to get. The Torah then goes back in umistateres, and she hides. She wants to see, do you really love her? Kol ha'shar shahayusham lo yoduv lo yistaklu. Anybody else who was standing there didn't know, and they didn't notice her, and they didn't look up to the window to see. Lo yoduv lo yistaklu. Raku bilvada, only him. This is a very, very beautiful and amazing zayv. So personally, this only could think about and to try to work out for a long time. Lo yistaklu, lo yoduv lo yistaklu, raku bilvada, only him. Umeyav veliboy venafshay holchim acharei, and his kishkes, his heart, his soul, are trying to follow her in to the heichal, into her place. Well, the other people don't feel anything. They don't feel anything. Ubezeh, and they didn't notice anything. So they'll learn that, they'll see this thing in the Torah, they'll hear a shiur. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything for them. Garnish. This is how the Torah goes with us. She's revealed and then she hides herself. She reveals herself and she hides herself. Mizgalu umizkasa. Vahilechas biahava legabe oyhava. And she will appear and go out with love to the one who is in love with her. Lo'ira ima yahava, to strengthen the bond of love between them and to awaken, to arouse love. Boyure, come and see. Tochazi. Oirach haTorah kachu. This is the path of Torah. This is the way of Torah. Mitchila, in the beginning, Shemaschelus lehizgala leish. When the Torah first when you're longing to see the Torah, and you look there. So in the beginning, Maschelis Lazgala Leish, Beremes Lo Beremes. She just gives you hints, the Torah. And you begin to pick up on something, but you don't quite get it. It's not 100% clear. Just Ramazim, there are hints. Like in the look of that woman, that there are certain hints, but it's not clear. Meramezes leberemes im yedeya haynu shemeven shiramzloi umaramza. If you understand, if you know this, that she's doing that, and what she's meramez, what she's hinting to. Taiv, good. Im ein yedeya. And if he doesn't know, Shalachaslai, she sends a messenger to tell the Kaira Isai Pesi, to tell him he's a fool. You're a fool, you're a Pesi. You don't understand that I'm being Miramis to you. You're not picking up on the simanim that I'm giving you, on the signs that I'm giving you. Vaimeris Hatari Lamisha Shalchalai, and the Torah sends along with the messenger, Imula Isai Pesi. Tell that fool. He doesn't pick up on the Ramazim. He doesn't get the hints. Tell him he doesn't have to come closer here, and I'll explain. I'll tell him. Who is the fool? Let him come here. The one who is lacking a heart. So he gets a little bit closer, and she starts to speak to him, but she speaks to him not directly. Behind the curtain, she speaks to him. And she speaks to him in a language that he could understand. According to his understanding and his matziv in life, she speaks to him. Because he wasn't such a chacham leiv. The chacham leiv is able to pick up on the Ramazim. The one of wise heart is able to pick up on Ramazim of Torah. He's able to see and understand all the hints of Torah. Like the chacham leiv is able to pick up in the window that look, a glimpse, something, a gesture. The one who's not such a chacham leiv, so the Torah tells him more befeish, but still behind the curtain. According to who he is. Achi yistakel v'yira ma'at ma'at. Until he begins to look and to understand and to see it slowly. Zahu drash. Right? There's remez. This is drush. So he could begin, he could understand drushim, drushes of Tyre. Hainu. Sheizgalas hanemra kan sha'ter mizgalish hu yidei medrash. Meaning the medrashim. The Midrashim. The ones who have the bigger Chachmei Leiv, that can understand the Ramazim. Yesaidus of Kabbalah, right? They can understand and pick up on those frequencies of things that are very hidden that other people don't see at all. Wouldn't understand at all. The Yesaidus and the Ramazim. So then this person could, but the person does love her and is hanging out over there, right? So he doesn't understand the Ramazim. So then the Torah says, you love me? Alright, you're not so smart. So the Torah says a few words that are more open. It's called Medrash. V'acha kach medaberes imo me'achare simla. Me'achare simla daka. Then she speaks them through a thinner separation. Hayne bastor yosek tanav esgalas. In other words, the Torah, When the Torah sees that you're persistent and you don't get it, then the Torah will speak to you from behind through a thinner veil. The vechida vihagod agodas, whatever, different, more open. Hainu was galus, as I say, yoyisigadeli ayde agadita, more open agaditas, and so on. Vachashu rogilatzlam is galloy ponim upon him. And since this person was persistent, and he was drawn into the chamber of his beloved in such a way, then finally, Sofkal Sof, Shurogil, Atzlan, Mizgal, Leipanim, Apadim, and they're able to see each other face to face, to be together, Then Vaimeris like Kol Saidais has a sumim shala. Then she gives over all of her secrets. Then she could give over all of her secrets. But this is the Eirach of Torah. This is the pathways of Torah. This is how the Torah works for the person who loves her. If you don't pick up on the Ramazan, the Torah speaks to you more openly because you persist on hanging out there and going there and trying, and you love her and you want to connect to her until finally the Torah allows you into her chamber and tells you her secrets. We understand how the Zohar is telling us a person who wants to skip all of those steps and thinks he's going to right away be allowed into the chamber is making a big mistake. All the things that she had in her heart that she couldn't say, that she didn't reveal all of these years, that she had hidden in her heart, she couldn't say to you. Hainu Kabbalah. Besides the Torah, that means Kabbalah, secrets of Torah, that the Torah has in her heart, that she wants to share with every Jew. The Torah is chalishing to share her love with us and to tell us her secrets. But the Torah can't give over her secrets to the one who doesn't love her, and the one who's not persistent, and the one who doesn't daven and cry and isn't mekayem the mitzvahs with tefillos and bakoshes to be close to the Torah. The Torah doesn't reveal her heart. Doesn't give over the Kabbalah and Sefer Torah. Therefore, those people who think that they learn Kabbalah and they start reading Kabbalah Svarim, and they're so far, far, far from the beautiful Kala and in their love for the Kala, and they're not nizir in things of Kedusha, so then the Torah doesn't, they could say words and they think that they're smart and they're saying over things and they walk around and they say, oh, I think this is this is how the Zerampin connects to the Hayat, to Atzilus, and they're talking and it's all titputim tziftzufim of a parakeet. The Torah hasn't revealed her heart bechlal, and it's a scary thing. Kabbalah v'sedes ha-Torah. Those are the secrets of the heart. The secrets of the heart of the Torah. And she reveals them to the one who loves her. Vaz oisei ha'ish bal Torah sholem bal habayis vaday. Oh, and then he, not only does he see the bride, does he see his beloved, but he becomes the bal habayis vaday. They get married. And he lives there. He moves in. That's his house. Da'kala saida shala gilsalai, because she revealed all of her secrets. V'le'yachika v'le'kitzis ha'mimenekum, she doesn't keep anything from him. She gives over herself completely. V'aymeris le'hatarin, the Torah tells this person. She reminisces. Right? Now that they're married, And now that this person is learning Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah, so the Torah tells him, "Remeres le'Torah, Harisa haremes sheremasti l'cha mikaydem." You remember when I first gestured to you through the window, right? And you noticed that, you picked up on that. Kach v'kach say this for you. Now she says, "This is what I meant." Were those were Muslim. You were looking and you noticed certain things, you weren't sure what they were. Now I'm going to tell you what every little thing meant from those hints, those signs. And the Torah begins to tell you. You try to understand this word, this pasuk. You tried to understand and you loved me and you wanted to figure this out. And you couldn't. You only picked up on certain Muslim. The Torah, now I'm going to be Megala everything, all the sidus. He says, "Kach v'kach say this. Are you kach v'kachu? V'azrei he'ish ein lahaisif le'legrei mikol divrei Torah." And the person sees that the Torah is perfect. The Torah is perfect. He never really understood. He didn't know. He didn't know what was. He didn't know all the secrets, the sidus that were behind that. But he was a chacham lev, and he picked up on the Ramazim. Hainu gami hanigla. This person now, when he looks at Nigla, not just at Kabbalah, when he reads a page of Gemara, when he learns a pasuk in Chumash, everywhere he looks in Torah, he hears the secrets, because the Torah is fully revealed to him. Not just when he looks at something in Kabbalah, but he's learning Sisrei Torah or secrets of Torah. Everything that he learns, everything that he learns. He's a balabais in Torah. He's married to the Torah, and the Torah reveals her secrets, and the Torah says, in these things you picked up certain hints, in these psukim, in these places in Chazal, you were hearing these ramazim. Now I'm going to show you all of my secrets. And all of the secrets means that a person, everything that he learns, not only what he learns, even what he sees in the world, since Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world, he begins to see secrets of Torah and things that he looks at. He sees Saidus HaTorah everywhere he looks. Wherever he looks, he sees secrets of Torah. Like the tzaddikim, how they look at the world. Hainu gamei hanigla. Even from that which is revealed to Torah, he begins to understand secrets, deep, deep secrets in everything that he learns. Because the Torah has seen his devotion and his persistence. And the Torah loves him. And when there's ahava, there's gilui hasaidus. When there's ahava, there's self-revelation. And therefore, another person could be looking at these things and that. He writes his doctoral dissertation, on Parshas Vayigash. Gronish. Nothing. No hergish, nothing. Because the Torah doesn't love that person. And the Torah is not megala hasaidus to the person. Even the person considers himself to be even maybe a Kabbalist, because he read some editions of the Kisvei or the Zohar while in the library doing some research. So the Torah doesn't love him. And all the things that we do in Avodas Hashem is that the Torah should love us. And the Torah should want to be Megala who secrets to us. Otherwise you could look and you could be saying the words over and it's Siftsufim Ba'alma. It's chatter. It's Siftsufim Ba'alma. In every single word of Torah, in everything that's nigla, in the revealed Torah. The Lubavitch Rebbe's father, the Tzaddik, the Mekubel Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, he used to say, on all of Shas, when he was learning Shas, he used to say, Kabbalah, Sisrei Torah, on Shas. Everything he learned in Shas, he was saying Sisrei Torah. There were Ksavim, there were writings from Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, and on Sisrei Torah Mamish, and on Sugyas and Shas, when he was learning, he would say, he was a constant. It was a Ma'ayanim as Gaber of Sisrei Torah when he was saying over Blad Gemar. That's a person from a recent time, from our time. Mr. Torah has such a hava for a person that she's Megala her Sidus to a person. And that's why you see all the azharis, all the warnings that we find in the Svarma Kedoshim from Rabbi Chaim Vital and from the Ramak, all the warnings about what entitles a person to even try to learn these things. And that's why some of the Chavi here over the years have noticed that whenever they ask me something that has some Kabbalah in it, I never answer. I make something, I don't say anything. Firstly, I don't know the answer. That's a good reason why I have to say it. But even if I did, I wouldn't say it. Because I don't know what and where, what did advice. That's your Indian to start talking to me about these things. To start asking these things, I don't know. Because these are inyonim that are not, it's not a matter of reading some book and saying some words. It's a very serious thing. It's not like trying to understand what's the pshat in Rashi and the Gemara or something like that, which itself requires that the Torah should love you also. But when it comes to the sidus of Torah, the secrets of Torah, he says, so this person, so we see what the Zohar is telling us. Somebody who wants to recognize, meaning somebody who wants to meet the Creator. That's what we learn. Somebody wants to be Marcus Mishomav Ahayolam. Somebody wants to end up in the same place, in the same room with the Creator, with Hashem. So Chazal say, you should learn Agadata. You should learn, in other words, so he's saying, through the Midrashim. And by persisting and learning these things and wanting more, that the Torah is Yosef Mizgala. And then by the Agadata, it's more Mizgala. And until the person is on a Madrega where the Torah invites you in and is Mizgala herself entirely through the Siddhas of Torah, through Sisrei Torah, Secrets of Kabbalah. But that's the Seder. There's a Seder, there's an order. There's an order. Yeah.
Is he saying that, like in learning, like we always say when we talk about this personal growth in Tshuva, that it always has to be mostly the whole step by step, that that you can't, in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through learning, you can't say Yeshua Hashem Keharafine. It has to be, you have to go establish a closer and closer relationship. You can't just jump from learning Chumash and Rashi to learning Kabbalah. Is that,
that's very much a part of what he's saying. That's not the reason why he's going through this right now, but that certainly is in the Zohar Kodesh. There is such a thing as love at first sight. And the person has to be very, very careful that he might feel that, but it's not necessarily, that it's not mutual. And that's for my friend making hot coffees around the block, that she wouldn't give him the time of day, you know. So he would spend every Shabbos in shul just, you know, looking over the mechitza, waiting for her to acknowledge her love for him. And, you know, that didn't happen. And she didn't end up marrying him either.
Right, so regardless of what we're feeling, we shouldn't delude ourselves to thinking that we could sort of skip steps in a relationship and get to, like, the penimius of the penimius.
Right, right. We have to work on the relationship. And working on the relationship includes, it means all the things. It means tefillah b'tzibah, it means trying to go once in a while to go to a mikveh. It means trying to be mechazik ourselves in machshavos of kedusha, all the good things. And we don't know, so when does it happen? How does it happen? Everybody, you know, talks to the rabbi about this and that. But certainly, now, like in our generation, you have people that they can't read Hebrew, and they don't understand a sefer, and they come to you with questions about the spheres. So it's a problem. It's a problem.
Can you correlate what we have learned here? It seems to be a stepwise midrash or gada moving forward, and then there's the famous Hasidic story you've mentioned so many times about the simple Jew who was Bar Moichus, who really didn't have the intelligence to move any forward
right.
than Chumash and Tehillim.
Right.
How do you correlate this?
Right. That
what
person.
Was the name of something Yid.
That was the they called him the Gitta Yid. the Gitta Yid from Gush Etzion. And then he was able to say over the Tosfos, and that the Divrei Chaim was nispal from the Pshat. And even though the Gitta Yid didn't understand what the Divrei Chaim was talking about. But it's a very good question. Even though intellectually the Gitta Yid didn't understand Tosfos, I mean, he understood, I'm sure, on a basic level, better than us, you know. But he didn't understand, like, the Divrei Chaim was the Divrei Chaim was the Gadol Hadar. And the Gittin didn't understand intellectually. But this ability that the Gittin had to be able to just, through saying the words, somehow for the Divrei Chaim to pick up on the Pshat and Taisus, was when the Torah, it's exactly the point that I'm very glad you brought it up, because when this tzaddik, the Gitta Yid, with his avodah, his love for Hashem, and he was constantly, it says he was sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash always saying Tilim. They call him the Tilim Zog. He used to say Tilim all day. So the Gitta Yid, because of his persistence and his love, and is never ever is unrelenting pursuit of the Rabbi Shlomo. So even though it's true, we have stories about how their minds opened up intellectually also. There are certain tzaddikim, like the Gittayid, that even though intellectually he didn't understand the secrets of Torah, yet he himself became an embodiment of those secrets. So meaning that the Divrei Chaim would listen to him, or other Jews saw him. They would recognize that the Kala, the beloved, the Torah was working through the tzaddik. It's an amazing thing. That was the Gittayid, you know, was he together with the Torah in that room? Was he together? He didn't understand the secrets of Torah intellectually. But remember, the Chacham Lev doesn't necessarily mean that a person is of great intellect. The Chacham Lev is a person who's deeply in love. And even though it's true that when the Torah became revealed to the Gittayid, it was not revealed in a way that he could explain the Tosfos, but it became revealed in a different way. It became revealed through him and his way of living, his way of acting, his way of talking, and everything about him. He was a chefs of Torah, he was a piece of Torah. So the Torah's mezgala, the Torah becomes revealed in different ways to different people, depending upon what the Hashgacha Pratis is of that tzaddik and what he has to accomplish in this world. But it really requires more of a discussion, and we have to talk about it a little bit more. We'll continue in 2 weeks.